Time for us to get into the future of, which we always do on a Saturday after 9 o'clock. And today we're looking forwards, but also reflecting. A company that turned 30 today is a company that's been quite instrumental in shaping our democracy. MTN also celebrating their birthday along with South Africa, which turns 30 today. And so we're looking at what the last 30 years have looked like, but also what the next 30 years look like for MTN. And we're joined in studio by the CEO of MTN South Africa, Charles Mulapisi, joins us in studio. Charles, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Gugs, and good morning to the listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
So I asked of the listeners earlier, do you remember where you were on this day 30 years ago? Do you have any memories of this day 30 years ago?
Very long time ago. But I know that I was 19 years old. Okay. I was a student at VETS at the time.
Yeah.
And I remember going to my village, in Hammarskraal to go and vote, you know, as a young man, full of hope, excited about the future of South Africa. Very memorable, what happened on that day, and very grateful for many people who made sacrifices to make that day possible for all of us.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah.
And how long did you have to stand in the queues? We had a message earlier saying they stood for 11 hours, but they didn't mind because there was so much excitement. They went home and drank champagne. Did you have to wait 11 hours?
No, it was relatively short. I mean, I come from a very tiny village, very short, very efficient at the local school, my primary school, for that matter. I just recall, for me, the memory of all people, many who have never voted before and never understood what the elections were about, who really had a very tough, childhood and the whole issue of oppression. I remember that. I remember the grannies on the queue, coming through. That I think for me stands out as the most memorable moment.
Mm.
Yeah.
When you were 19 studying at VETS, did you ever imagine you'd be the CEO of MTN South Africa?
Absolutely not. I was reflecting on it, that at the age of 19, MTN launches in 1994.
Yeah.
30 years later, you have a privilege and the honor of leading, this company which was born at the dawn of democracy. I mean, it is unbelievable. But no, I never thought about that. I knew that I had big dreams. I knew that I wanted to make a difference. I knew that I had a longing, to do the job that will help, South Africa and my people to move forward. And I'm now, sitting in an environment where I've got an opportunity to do so, which excites me, but also, humbles me, the responsibility that comes with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So MTN launches 30 years ago, and actually, before it was MTN, it was called MCell.
I think MTEL.
I didn't know that it had a different name before it
That's
was
right.
MTN.
Yeah.
And quite small. I think it launches with 20 people. How big is the company now?
Look, across the market, we are 18,000 plus organization. So massive. In a South African context, you're talking about 4,000 workforce.
Sure.
And even beyond the full-time employees that you have the suppliers, the vendors, where we've outsourced most of the work. It's a massive organization. This is a 50 billion rand organization, born in South Africa, built, after democracy. And we have to emphasize that because, as a country, we need to remind ourselves about what we have done and what we are capable of if we have to negotiate the next 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have to remind ourselves that this is a company that was born here at the tip of the South, that expanded itself into the continent successfully. So we are a multinational born at the dawn of democracy. I think South Africans don't celebrate that enough, the realization of what this really means. And sometimes I don't even know if South Africans know how big this organization is, far beyond the shores of SA.
Yeah, and I mean, I was just looking, some of the places that you had served, within the company.
That's right.
And even that was a learning for me because I didn't realize that MTN had offices or had operations in those particular countries.
Many people don't know that.
Yeah, so what are, some of the regions, the territories that MTN has now grown into over the last 30 years?
It's massive. I mean, firstly, I had a chance to spend 7 years in Lagos, sent by MTN. I took an assignment there, spent 7 years there. MTN Nigeria, one of our biggest successful markets that we are very proud of. I had a chance to spend time in Zambia, as well as a CEO in MTN Zambia, you know, again, one of our successful markets. So you're talking Ghana, Uganda, Ivory Coast, Cameroon, Benin, Congo B. You know, we're coming out of the Middle East now, but we're also, you know, quite big there. So, you know, big, big organ Sudan, you know, Rwanda, you know, Swaziland, you know, massive organization. I mean, the success, and that's why, Gooks, you have to really reflect and pay tribute to those people who had the foresight, you know, to do what they did, who handed to us such a very, you know, powerful organization. I think we have a powerful instrument that we can use for the future of this country and the future of Africa in general.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously this year, the country turns 30, MTN turns 30. And so, you know, is there, and I know you keep saying that it's so important for us to look at the story and the success of MTN and look at it as one of the things that we can, you know, point at as being a success story.
That's right.
And something that tells us this is possible, this is what we can
Correct.
Do. And so is there, you know, when the company thinks about its own journey, is there a very close link for MTN with the story of South Africa, that as this new country, this really young democracy was being born, so does this country, I mean, so does this company.
Yeah.
And so as the, you know, the country navigates this new time,
yeah.
so does MTN. It grows as the country grows.
For sure. And I guess, I mean, I won't talk about other markets, but you, in all the other markets, if you go to Nigeria, if you go to Cameroon, you go to Rwanda and Uganda, they will own the narrative of MTN in those markets in relation to the progression of their own nation, and so they should.
Mm.
And in South Africa, we have to do the same. We are very conscious of the role that we have to play. We are very conscious about where our country is. We're also very conscious about our role. So that's why we have to take time to reflect on this 30 years, our 30 years and the nation's 30 years. So the two are interlinked. You know, we don't exist, you know, in a vacuum as MTN. We're a microcosm of the society that we serve. So the dynamics of our nation affects the dynamics of our business. So we're very, very clear that, you know, we align the ambitions of the nation, or our ambitions, to the ambitions of the nation. If this country wants to progress, we need to do our bit to be able to inject the level of progression. And that's why we say that we want to build the platforms for South Africa's progress. We want to be at the forefront of tech in enabling SA to go forward.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I mean, the telecommunications industry was quite important, certainly its growth in, you know, for us, we're a country that has freedom of expression, freedom of speech, access to information as being things that are enshrined
That's
in
right.
our constitution.
That's right.
And so telecommunications company like MTN have been quite crucial in not just helping us connect to one another, I guess, but also in very real ways, accessing our rights. And tell us about, you know, that role that telecoms has, you know, played for
yeah.
not just South Africans, but I think in all of the regions that you yeah. find yourself in.
I mean, I have a niece at home in my village. She can now go on YouTube and she calls me, "Hey, Malumi, please buy me a data bundle." Then I ask her, "What is it about?" "No, I've got an assignment at school.
Mm-hmm.
I need to research on, you know, I don't know, World War III or whatever. I want to research on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 100 research." And she now can actually access the material that any privileged kid in the world has access to. That is the power of MTN and communication. And we're very proud about that. And that occupies us daily. You know, how can we make sure that our people get access to information? So in your quest, Gooks, of living your own life, in your quest of advancing your own life, we want to be part of that. We want to infuse ourselves in your daily living, you know, whether it's making a call, setting up an interview, you know, whether it's reaching out to mom and having a video call with mom, whether it's about sending money, you know, having that integration with the banks. We want to infuse ourselves seamlessly and quietly in the lives of South Africans. When you go home, you say, "I want to watch, you know, Showmax. I want to go and watch, you know, Chasing the Sun." We want to be there quietly enabling you here to be able to engage and be able to live your life. There is a power of connectivity and the power of access. If you think about the number of South Africans who have access to smartphones, and you think about it 30 years ago, you know, where we were in terms of, you know, digital services, we never knew about all these applications. You know, we only knew linear television. Today we've got video on demand. Today we've got access to smartphones, access to financial inclusion, and we are going to be able to inject and bring health to our people through technology. So we see ourselves as a critical enabler of South African people's lives. And that is a storyline across all the markets.
Mm-hmm.
But specifically here in my market is that that's what you want to do for the South Africans. And this is not just an MTN story alone. I think the MNOs in this country, the telecom operators in this country have done so, that collectively we see our role to be able to advance South Africa going forward.
Yeah. And so, and what does that future look like? Is it about, you know, making payments easier? Because as we know, digital payments, banking in the way we bank has changed.
Yeah.
So, you know, if the ethos or the thinking is around, so how do we become an enabler of, you know, making things easier for South Africans or allowing South Africans to do the things they need to do?
That's right.
What is the future then look like? What are some of the other ways that the company is going to do that?
Look, in the short run, because 30 years in the world of tech is like 100 years. It's just
a lot can happen.
A lot can happen. And I don't think many people can articulate how the 30 years will look like from a tech perspective. But what I know for sure is that in the immediate, we are going to enable, and we are enabling South Africans in terms of what you call financial inclusion, making payments and access to finance very easy. What I know is that we're going to make health accessible. And I think as we move into the power of AI, we're going to make sure that, you know, we bring that tech close to the people. So those are really, in the short term, is what anybody can see in the horizon. People are talking about driverless cars, autonomous cars, and all of that. But those are just in the horizon, and we can see those. But if you look deep into 30 years, I don't think anybody can conceptualize it. But here's a promise that we will make, is that through all these 30 years that is coming, we will partner with you, and we will make sure that we set up our organization in a manner that it can match the evolution of life, and it can actually accelerate and be an impetus in terms of the evolution of life. Whatever the new techs of the future, whether it's going to be 6, 7, 10, or 12G, whatever that's going to be and look like, MTN will be there with South Africans every step of the way, enabling them to live their life efficiently, to make sure that if you need to be able to remove the friction in how you live your life, engaging with any service, removing the friction points of engagement, that is what we intend to do and run this thing and this journey with South Africans for the next 30 years.
Some news coming out recently that MTN South Africa has now integrated the ability to make payments into the Momo app.
With PayShap, yes.
Yes. Tell us about that.
Look, PayShap is conceptualized by the banks. It's just to make sure that the integration of money payments is more seamless and easier. You know, we are the first. And I need to say this, we are the first. We are led by the gentleman called Bredwin Roper, who's leading our financial services team. We are the first in terms of integration as a non-bank.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited about that. What that will do is that for you to be able to move money from a traditional bank account to an MTN Momo wallet, very seamless across all banking channels. And that, again, talks about financial inclusion, because we are capable of bringing financial inclusion to our people much more easier than what traditional banks have done in the past. So we are giving access to our people, who are making sure that the movement of money from traditional wallets to Momo wallet is seamless. Very excited about it.
Yeah. You also mentioned earlier, and you've mentioned it more than once, and I'm quite curious about it, that one of the things that is going to be, I guess, part of the next 30 years or part of the future is around healthcare.
That's right.
How would a telecoms giant be involved in healthcare?
Oh, very, very easily. You know, I watched, I think it was on CNN, they were interviewing Bill Gates. I think it was at Davos. And he had this device. I think that's what you use for an ultra scan or something like that. And it says that once you inject AI into that hardware, for a pregnant mom in my village, if they purchase that very basic device, they can be able to do a scan and be able to scan their pregnancy and understand that. And with the power of AI injected in that device, they'll be able to get insights in terms of the status and the health of the baby. Why? Because of the analytics, because of the AI injected into the device. And there's going to be many like that.
Yes.
So you're going to get, you know, AI injected into radio, into music, into banking, you know, into logistics, into all manner of services. And healthcare is also going to be one of them.
And so, you know, we know that AI, robotics are going to be quite a big part of the future. Is that, I guess, exciting for a telecommunications company like MTN? I think for many of us, certainly the public, there is some apprehension, because I think we understand AI very little. We're still learning.
Yeah.
But from, you know, a company like MTN South Africa that has been, you know, kind of there as technology advanced, is there excitement about what the future looks like with AI being in health and radio and, you know, all of these other sectors?
For us, Gugs, I mean, anything that advances society, anything that makes society to operate better and faster, any technology innovation that moves the lives of the nation in which you operate faster and better, we're all for it. Now, like all the technologies, whether it's social media, whether it's AI, you know, there are pros and cons to every tech that you adopt, you know, but we're very excited about the possibility of AI. We're excited about what it's going to do, and we're at the forefront of enabling that. And we intend to make sure that we build the right infrastructure, you know, what they now called, you know, AI, you know, infratech. You know, whether it's the infrastructure layer, whether it's the data centers, the server infrastructure that's required, we are going to enable that. So we're excited about the possibility of that the tech is going to bring, for sure.
In a piece that you wrote that was published on the MTN site, one of the things you speak about is the challenge of the digital divide, which we know mirrors the socioeconomic divide in South Africa. And the role that, you know, MTN telecommunications technology can play in bridging that. How do you imagine the role of MTN and tech and telecoms in, I guess, narrowing that digital divide?
We are at the core of it. You know, I made an example earlier on about, you know, my niece who needs to access education.
Mm-hmm.
For her to access education, she needs a router at the home. She also needs a connectivity which is available in the village, just like it's available in Sandton here. She needs access to a device that is affordable, that the mother who is a domestic worker can be able to afford and to be able to buy. She needs to be able to buy a bundle that she can use, that it's affordable for her based on the salary that the mother is earning. These are very practical realities of South Africans. And I think if we are to advance, we have to enable and open up for them. So what do? We look at the cost of device. We look out and say, we go into the market, we find devices that are cheaper for access. So we do that. We bring technology and access into the villages. We bring 4G into the village. If you go into my village and many villages today, you are able to actually do streaming of Netflix. We bring that to try and make sure that they also have access. Now, financial inclusion, what do? We say, look, traditional banking systems have not opened up to people like my niece and my sister who's in the village. What do? We bring mobile money.
Mm.
So that is what we want to do. With the privilege that we have, we're creating solutions and platforms that lower the barriers of entry for our people. Whether it's the price of data, what is the access to the device, what is the technology, what is financial inclusion. So all the levers that we can pull, we will pull. And I think we're also fortunate, and I have to say this, that the government has created the environment that allowed us to be able to do what we need to do. You know, the availability of spectrum that we have now, we're able to propagate access of the network to the people. So the partners in government, the regulators who have supported us, they are also enabling us to close the digital divide. And if you reflect on this and say where we were 15 years ago, just say 10 or 15 years ago, and look at where we are now in terms of coverage in the villages, in the rural areas, we have moved. So we are actually narrowing the digital divide because we just want to make sure that no one is left behind. And that's why we say that everyone deserves the benefits of a modern connected life.
One of the other things that I think has been quite a big part of the last 30 years for MTN South Africa has been its partnership with the South African national rugby team.
Oh, yeah.
We heard 4 years ago that there'd been a renewal of the sponsorship, at least until 2025. But then, of course, that meant that MTN was the sponsor of the team that made history last year, that made them, you know, back-to-back Rugby World Cup winners. Tell us about why that was so important to renew that partnership with the national rugby team.
Yeah, you know, when the rugby union called, you know, looking for support at a time when the team was not performing, I was not the CEO of MTN. And the then CEO, I think it was Godfrey Motsa at the time, answered the call and supported the rugby team. We're very proud about the decision that was taken then. We're very proud about that. And we're very proud about our journey with the box. And we believe that with MTN having come into the Springboks, we've opened up accessibility of the sport. We've made the sport relatable to many South Africans. And again, it's an issue of social cohesion. You know, we are not just an organization, you know, that is focused on profits. We are focused on high social impact. And that's what the sponsorship allowed us to do. It allows South Africans to dream. And if we can spend a bit of money and enable our national team to compete and win, and in that process, Cooks, we raise the happiness index of SA, we've done our bit.
Mm.
We've done our bit. If South Africans can go to bed, you know, with a broad smile and a melody and a happiness in their hearts because the Boks have won, if for a particular moment we can forget about the challenges that we face and we can dream, and a young boy in the village, in a township, in town, can feel happy, you know, and excited about the prospects of the future and can dream to become another seer, we have done our bit.
Yeah.
And that's why I say we are a social impact organization. Mm. You know, we do well when South Africa does well.
Yeah.
You know, when South Africa is happy and is progressing, when the nation is moving forward, MTN is moving forward.
Mm.
Yeah.
Charles, I must thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
It's been great having you in studio. And happy 30th birthday to MTN.
There you go. There you go. Thank you very much. Much appreciate the books.
It's a pleasure. Thanks. That is Charles Mulabisi, the CEO of MTN South Africa, as MTN, like South Africa, celebrates 30 years in the business.